Welcome to Tiger Talk. Let's talk about learner qualities.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 6 of Tiger Talk. We're your hosts. I'm Gabby, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Brayden, and I'm also in the 5th grade.
I'm Emery, and I am in the 4th grade. Tiger Talk is a podcast that is written and produced by e-students at JTE.
Today, we are going to interview Dr. Carrie Brado, Director of ESL Programming Services in Springdale Public Schools and Assistant Director of Professional Development.
Hello, Dr. Brado. Will you please tell us what the ESL program is?
Sure. Thank you guys for this invitation. Just to get us started, the ESL program is an opportunity for multilingual students to learn English as an additional language. In Springdale, most of our families speak multiple languages. So this program helps our students learn how to speak, read, write, and listen to help them acquire academic English. So that's the type of language that we don't just use in conversation, but that we also use in school and in the workplace.
What is the coolest thing that's happening in the ESL program at Springdale Public Schools?
So actually, April, the month of April, marks the National Bilingual Multilingual Learner Advocacy Month. And that's a time dedicated to recognizing all of the rich linguistic diversity that our multilingual students bring to our communities, schools, and workplaces. So our students this month in particular are finishing their annual state English language proficiency testing and showing all that they've learned about the English language. And we are so proud of our students and the practice that they get every day to learn and grow in their academic English, and so thankful for our teachers and all the great work they do with them.
Thank you for joining us today. Today's episode is about the Learner Quality Connect.
At JT, Connect means I link knowledge and thinking together to create new understanding. Why do you think that using the Learner Quality of Connect is important?
I think the learner quality of Connect is important because all learning is connected. So what we learn every day builds on our connections within our own brains and our own experiences. As a teacher, I would always remind my students that what we learn each day adds to the connections from our past experiences. So we have to grow from what we know.
Amazing. That is really important.
How do you encourage or teach ESL students to connect?
Oh, that's a great question. So we encourage and teach our multilingual students to connect by providing pictures, labels, actions, and words from their first language and connect them to the English language. And this helps our students use their first language and learning experiences to help them learn English.
That is fantastic.
How do you see ESL students using this learner quality?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that because our multilingual students naturally connect what they learn. If you're learning a new language, which our multilingual students are, you're continuously connecting with two or more languages that you speak. It's like having a bridge that connects the two languages in your brain continuously.
Interesting.
What tips do you have for parents who want to help their children learn to make connections?
That's a great question. My advice for parents with what you want to do to help your students to learn really to make connections is to have shared experiences with your students and remind them of the connection between what they are learning about the world around them and how that connects to those shared experiences that they have. For example, I think it's so important for parents to read with their children in any language. And if your student is learning something at school and it connects to a book that they're reading, you can ask them how it connects to their learning and their understanding.
Is there anything else on this topic that you would like to share with our listeners?
I do have some really cool information. So we have a Springdale Family Literacy Program that's in partnership with Northwest Technical Institute, and it invites all of our parents into our schools to learn alongside their multilingual students. So the parents get a chance to learn English as well as about our community and how to support their students in their learning. This program is at John Tyson Elementary and several other schools, and they will be having an end-of-the-year celebration next month for all the parents that participated. So we invite any of our multilingual parents to join our Springdale Family Literacy Program.
Next up is the Tiger Tee-Hee.
The Tiger Tee-Hee is a time when we tell you a joke because laughter fixes everything.
How does the moon cut his hair?
I have no idea.
Eclipse it.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
Now it is time for our Spread Positivity segment.
Our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity, Dr. Brado?
I think a genuine smile is the best way I know to spread positivity. My mom used to always say, if you see someone without a smile, share your smile with them. So I always try to smile and share kind words to spread positivity.
That is a fantastic way to spread positivity.
Learner qualities are tiger-tastic. Tiger talk to you later. Roar.